Mishnah, Nanzi Vishalom. Is there Iker Tachlis Abriya? The Ayyah, the Bechin is Etzim HaTayv. So last week, he spoke about being a person should be essentially Jewish. Right.
Yeah.
He said, this is the main goal of creation, that a person should reach etzimatov, to be essentially good. As the pasuk says, "Kimala ha'aretz deyas Hashem," that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Hamaramas, which alludes to Shem v'tchilas abriya haya k'mo d'chseiv ha'aretz ha'isatoyiv avoyiv ha'cheshech, that if at the beginning of creation it was the world, the earth was void and empty and darkness. Hari Los Lava, and then that pasuk talks about when Mashiach comes. We have the beginning and the end point, right? The beginning point is the earth was empty, void, and dark. The goal is time of Mashiach. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. So in the future, even the earth, meaning the earth and the physicality, will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. And the same applies to the individual. That is considered a small world. Each and every individual is considered a small world. The person begins with, as it says in the passage we just read, The inclination of the heart of man is bad from his youth. So the person is born with what seems to be a bad essence. The person is drawn naturally. The person is inclined to do bad. The person has to see to it to transform one's essence to good. And that is why in the beginning the generations, these evil generations, the generation of Enosh, which is the worshipped by the Zohar, that was Adam Rishon's grandson. Dor HaMabul, then we have the Dor of Noach, Dor HaFloga, and the Dor that built the tower. So all of these generations were followed their inclination. Until the world of Tikkun began, through the Avos, and at that point, it was an inheritance of individuals. There were good individuals. Ach, the Matan Torah, but when came along the time of Kabbalah Torah, that is when the world of Tikkun, the world of refinement began in creation in general. With Amr Chazal say that by Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael had reached the level that they were free of any physicality. Meaning that the bad essence was purified from them, in order that they should be able to become the treasured nation.
My bad over here. I'm thinking of a baby that just simply does what it wants to.
Right.
Baby doesn't control itself naturally. Is that what we're meaning?
I think it's more than that. I think if a person would would be left without any. A person would be left and would grow up in the forest without anybody teaching him morality or proper manners. The person would naturally follow their inclination to act like an animal.
I think that does start from. I mean, it starts from birth, and that a baby. Though, what does a baby do? It eats and eats and sleeps.
Right.
Right, but even a small child, even into adulthood.
That's what we're gonna say today. But it's that constant just need for Gashmius, and if you never learn how to control it or
but
what
children,
it means.
Children, babies don't control themselves at all, but by the time, my young children are already controlling themselves to some point, as you say,
trying to tell them.
You know, don't do that.
Right, because they have parents telling them what not to do.
Exactly.
Right.
Otherwise, they'd just be eating candy all day long.
Well, they do that anyway.
So then the root is appropriate parenting.
Right. But you say it's more than that. The evil from the youth is more than just not controlling inclinations?
Or? Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
A person is inclined to
do whatever they feel like.
Usually whatever. The problem is that whatever they feel like is not good.
Well, they feel like eating, for example, and drinking when thirsty, and I mean, there's a lot of things that they feel like doing that aren't good, necessary for living.
Just like in Europe.
Like a what?
Just like in Europe.
Like in Europe?
They do whatever they want, and look what happens.
Yeah, it's much better here.
Actually, it is. Not by much, but we're at it.
Okay.
Moving on.
This thing is alluded to in Chazal. It says, it says that Hashem made a condition with creation. If Bnei Yisrael will accept the Torah, mutev, then that is fine. And if not, I'll tell you, if not, I will reverse the world into nothingness. Says the Nesiv Shalom, ain't the Indian Oynish of Knas Amashal Ekilu of Zatayra. This would not be a punishment or a penalty for Israel not accepting the Torah. It was a Metzias. Rather, it's a fact. If they accept the Torah, so then the world in general, King Kol Prat, and so also every specific creation, they will come to their tikkun, they will come to their refinement, this to be transformed into something that is essentially good. But without the Torah, it is not possible that things should be transformed into good. The creation will not come to its refinement. It's just the fact will be that the world will be transformed into nothingness. So what he's saying is that it's not that the world is going to be physically transformed into nothingness. But what Hashem was telling creation is if an Israel don't accept the Torah, the substance of the world will be nothingness. There will be
everything was dependent upon that occurring.
Right. There will be no meaningful substance to that. Will be toyo.
So we're not saying that it will be physically turned into nothingness.
That's what he suggests. So he's bothered by the fact that even before Kabbalah Satara there were individuals that were able to transform their lives into good, such as the Avos. He says, "In Kabbalah Satara, and if you're going to ask that before Kabbalah Satara, So that was only possible for a couple of few individuals. They were able to transform physicality into spirituality to become essentially good. But after Kabbalah Zotayda, where the world of refinement that had begun to become an inheritance for the general, came to a point where their physicality had totally purified themselves of their physicality. The nature of the world changed after Kabbalah Zotayda. It became a lot easier to reach that goal of becoming essentially good.
For Jews or for everybody?
I don't know. It seems like through the Torah. Through the Torah, every person
They were given mitzvahs as well, the Torah, so it's...
What?
They were given mitzvahs in the Torah as well, so...
Well, they were given mitzvahs before the Torah.
Yeah, before the Torah. So he's obviously talking about through the Torah. Through the... Valza Isa, and this it is written, Shahi v'kabbalah sotayru v'chines v'am rakosu v'ani amarti alikim atem v'nael yankulchem. It says by Kabbalah sotayru that they had reached the level of angels. Shoyikumim alokam asafim ala shahim etz matayru. They were like angels, which angels are essentially good. Chadiyiz v'pikad rabli yazer. Shkola ilu shahi v'atzina zoh liyiz kum lachi ashoriz. Lehro yoyiz etum. And Pekin Rav Yehuda says that anybody that was at Kabbalah Zotayda reached the level of angels that when they died, the worms did not have any, were not able to affect them. Because their physicality was transformed into something that is essentially good. Right, that was, if not for the eagle, it came after that. It's difficult to understand is if they were essentially good, so how did they fall for the eagle?
Shows you how powerful that other side is.
Well, but this...
Yeah. And don't they say that the chait wasn't from any bad intention?
Right, I mean, we have all those different interpretations of what the chait was, which makes it easier to understand. Adam Arishon was also created essentially good until the chait of the Tzadas. So, which would, yeah, would raise a question, well, if that's the case, then why did he fall for the Yitzhadas?
It's a chavo.
So it must be that essentially good doesn't mean that you're not subject to the Yitzhadas. Essentially good just doesn't mean that. You're still subject to it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're showing up. So
expatriates are trickling in. Ari just came. Another expatriate.
Ooh. Yeah, I can't do tennis, but wow. Look at this.
Bob said the car seat him at the wrong corner.
Practically.
They wouldn't
call it a scoffer section.
Yeah. they wouldn't let them out. You stay back there. They put a machitza around them.
I was just like, wild how many months have just showed up.
Uh, הנה, כמו יש יש מכנס העצם הטוב,
שואל אבן סימפה לא עולה אותה.
היה? Just like there is this concept of essentially good, that's also counter that there is something called essentially bad. Just like there are mitzvahs and good deeds that bring a person to achieve this level of becoming essentially good, so also there are bad averis that can take a person and transform the person that is already good into something that is essentially bad. And the three main averis that can cause this are avodah zarah, gidei arayis, and shfichas damim. Right, the three capital averis of avodah zarah, gidei arayis, and shfichas damim, murder. Shadinam v'yaharig v'al yaver. Which their din is that a person has to allow themselves to be killed before they transgress those averis. Why? Because through them a person is transformed into something that is essentially bad. So it's better that the person should die rather than live that type of life. Did we skip the next one?
Let's do it.
Well, there is that. And the same way, Gam Inyan Pigme Bris Kodesh also compromises in a person's Bris Mila, which is wasting seed. Isim Zohar Kodesh, and Zohar Kodesh says, Shleim Ma'il Aleim Tshuvat HaTorah, that the Lord, the Zohar Kodesh says, the lower type of Tshuvat does not work for that. We've gone through this already numerous times. Ehem Ebechines Nichtam Abeinecho. It is the type of, those are the types, that's the type of Avera that actually makes a deep stain on a person. These averes are called ra, they're called bad. These, as it says in the pasuk, he er bochar Yehuda ra bein Hashem. It talks about er, the son of the firstborn of Yehuda, who that was his avera. It says he was bad in the eyes of Hashem. He was saved by Hashem, and Hashem put him to death. By hefresh bein ra l'ra. Now there's two words. There's the word ra, which is bad, and ra, which is bad. Now, ra is resh ayin, and then there's ra, which is resh ayin hey. Both I mean bad. Ra is the person that committed the bad. Ra is the bad that he committed. Shara misyachis ala mikra, shara also ra. Ra means a bad deed was done. Right? That refers to the deed.
With the hay or without the hay?
Which
is the hay? With the hay is the deed, and without the hay is the person.
Right. Ra, when you say a person is ra, you're saying that a person is essentially bad. You say a person did ra, that person is not essentially bad. He just did something bad. And it says that Erev Bachar Yehuda was ra bein Hashem. He was bad in Hashem, that means he became essentially bad. Means that his essence is transformed to evil. It's only through the upper type of tshuva, then a person can transform his essence from bad to good.
How are you feeling? How's your feeling?
Crummy.
We had to go to the third string though.